Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we are yet again. It is Saturday night. It is Manx Radio on the Isle of Man. It is Chris and H with Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary sounds around.
Yes, welcome along to a distinctly autumnal Jumping In, for the seasons of mists and mellow fruitfulness is upon us. Funny they didn't mention rain, as indeed is the winter schedule. So tune in. Yes, Brexit's back, but fear not, because aided only by the magic of the airwaves, the cats in the hats can transport you away from all of that with a bountiful harvest of juicy, jazzy treats for the next hour or so. So what have been your windfalls this week, H?
Yes, well, we have the latest from Brad and Josh. Been meaning to play that for a week or two. One that's not new, but I've been waiting to hear for a long time. I'm just looking for a chance to get one. Magnus Erstrom, and a celebration and a passing of one of the great bass players, Gary Peacock.
And from me, well, a sleepy conundrum, a choice to-do list, a bit of moon music. And to keep us in the shadows, we'll shoot the dog with the Crime Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
Shoot the Dog from the Crime Jazz Orchestra.
But don't literally, obviously.
No, don't actually shoot the dog. The Dresden-based Nonette take their inspiration from crime novels and film noir of the 1970s, as you can probably tell from the style, and also from the film scores of Ennio Morricone. And they're the brainchild of Konstantin Jahn, who's one of the composers and plays baritone, and Konstantin Shveterov, composition, piano, synthesizer, and Andes Martineau, an unlikely combination of instruments to start a big band, you might think. But while they're paying homage to the genre and style of the music, it's pretty obvious they're enjoying themselves. And their debut album, Violent Cities, came out in March of this year.
Yeah, corking stuff. You're listening to Jumping In, Chris and myself, H. Whilst I remember, because I'm bound to forget otherwise, next week another bit of a special for you.
Woo-hoo!
Women in Jazz, and we're talking to the great, the one and only Maria Schneider. Yeah, live. Well, I was going to say she was live when we were talking to her. It's a recording, obviously. She was in New York. I don't know if she's in quarantine or not, but was over there when we were talking to her. Great to catch up with her. She's just brought out her latest Data Lords wonderful package on the Artist Share label, and it is a package. You get a photo, you get the book, the whole works. Terrific stuff. And yeah, she's not the happiest with the sort of current music scene when it comes to free music and downloads and things. Anyway, lots more on that and more of that music next week, and some of the great women of modern jazz. As well, some of the great men of modern jazz, Redman and Meldau, Brad Meldau and Joshua Redman, they've been playing together for a good 20 years or more with an all-star lineup with Christian McBride on bass, Brian Blade at the drums. They first played together, yes, about 20, 21 years ago. They've just brought out their latest on Nonsuch, Round Again, which I think they are. And from that, here's Undertow. Probably my favourite track on the album, Undertow. I've enjoyed it, actually. It's growing on me, the album, as I've been listening to it in the car. I thought at first a bit of a mixed bag, and maybe I still think that. A couple of tracks, perhaps not quite as strong as that one. I think, in many ways, that's one of the best on the album. And it's the first track on the album, and a couple I'm not too keen on. Nonetheless, it is growing as a listener. Great music, great musicians, without a doubt. I mean, what a lineup. Joshua Rebin on saxes, Brad Meldow piano, Christian McBride bass, Brian Blade at the drums, Round Again on Nonesuch, and more than worth checking out. And frankly, I don't think I've ever heard a Joshua Rebin album I haven't enjoyed one way or another.
No, pretty much the same for me too. And we'll hear a bit more from Brian Blade later on. Next is another sax player who's an islander, in fact, and her Saitori project is going from strength to strength, as far as I can see. While we can't get to a gig right now, at least we can hear them live. Here's Josephine Davies, Saitori with Dunker.
Thank you.
Yes, like that very much indeed.
Very good, that.
Yeah, very good. Dunkha, as I'm sure you know, is a Buddhist word meaning pervasive dissatisfaction. Josephine Davis originally hails from the Shetlands but moved with her family to the UK where she studied classical flute at Guildhall before encountering John Coltrane's music and migrating across to jazz sax. Good for her. Here we heard Sartori live before a rapt audience at the Oxford Tavern in Kentish Town. And I don't know that, but it looks like it's got a good Monday night jazz scene when they're able to do so. I had a look on their website just now and the latest post was that they were closing down because of COVID in March, so they haven't obviously updated the music programme yet. And it's taken from her latest release, pre-COVID, How Can We Wake, with Dave Whitford on the bass and the ubiquitous James Madron at the drums, no doubt smiling away. Sartori is also a Buddhist word, which means a moment of presence and inner spaciousness away from the clutter of thought. And we could all do with a few more of those. And if you enjoyed that, well worth checking out her two studio albums with the trio, Sartori, the self-named first album, and In the Corners of Clouds, both highly recommended.
Terrific stuff. Really enjoyed that, I must admit. And yes, their previous album's really good. I haven't got that one, but I will be checking that one out. Classic stuff. You might have seen the sad news this week that one of the great modern jazz bass masters has left us. Gary Peacock died at the age of 85 after an illness. I know he'd not been well for some time, I think. Was playing well into his 80s. And my word, what a career. It's anyone he hadn't played with. Basically, name any good modern jazzer in the last, or A-lister in the last 50 years. Chances are Gary will have played with him at some times. Notably, of course, a tenure with Bill Evans at one stage, and for many, certainly in the last 20 years or so, the classic standards trio, of course, with Jack DeJohnette on the drums and Keith Jarrett, which was only disbanded a year or two back by Keith Jarrett, who, not because I think people were ill so much, as just it was a case he said, I don't think we've got anything left to say. And they were all getting on a bit, and perhaps he felt he wanted a little bit of freedom to do other things as well, whilst the clock was still going on his side. Classic stuff, really good. What are we going to do? Well, I thought we'd have a little taster again, a bit of old and new dreams, both ends of the spectrum as far as his career was concerned, and also perhaps as far as his music was concerned, in that he spanned everything, did funk, he did jazz, he did free jazz, he did straight-ahead jazz. We're going to hear him right at the beginning, or very early in his career, 1964, on another free jazz classic, Albert Ayler's Spiritual Unity, with Sonny Murray on the drums, where it's claimed that the recording engineer ran from the recording booth on stage, thinking, what the hell is going on here?
I need strong drink, he thought to himself.
Gary on bass, Sonny Murray drums, Albert Ayler, Ghost's first variation. And then from the opposite end of the spectrum, I don't have the very last album he came out. In fact, funnily enough, I've got an order coming this way. But I do have his album from, find it, is two from 2015, with his own trio, Mark Copeland piano, and Gary, of course, on bass, Joey Barron on the drums. Our tribute to the late, great Gary Peacock, starting back in the 1960s, one of the free jazz classics, Albert Ayler, Spiritual Unity. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Magnus Öström, and you're listening to Jumping In at Manx Radio. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Mark Copeland, piano. Joey Barron, using his brushes very effectively there. And the great, sadly now late, Gary Peacock, leading his own trio in 2015. The album Now This on ECM, the track just called This. And Gary, yes, departed just a few days ago at the age of 84. Be sadly missed, but a fantastic recorded legacy.
Another one where you can dip in pretty much anywhere to his collection and you won't be disappointed. Now, somebody new, I recently came across the music, looking at new modern big bands, of the Gotham Jazz Orchestra, and indeed I'll be saving their latest release for a later show. But I was intrigued to find out a bit more about their leader and composer and pianist, as I hadn't come across him before, Mike Holober. And boy, does he have a track record, working as musical director for the Westchester Jazz Orchestra in New York between 2007 and 13, a period which he commissioned over 140 new big band works, featuring amongst others Joe Lovano, John Scofield, Randy Brecker, and then in Europe with the HR Big Band and with the WDR Big Band, with Billy Cobham, Tia Rippetal, Miguel Zenon, and on and on. So let's hear him going right back to 2009 with his quintet from Wishlist. Here's the title track. Thank you. Indeed, yeah. You like that?
Yes, most enjoyable. That, yeah. Very nice. Almost sounds John Taylor-esque at times on the piano.
Yes, a little bit. And a wish list taken from the album of the same name with pianist, composer, conductor and professor of music, Mike Holober, with a great quintet of Wolfgang Munspiel on the guitar, John Patitucci on the bass, Brian Blade at the drums and Tim Rees, he of the Rolling Stones, and indeed a regular sax seat with Maria Schneider on sax and Mike at the piano. Definitely a find. And as I mentioned, we'll bring you his big band a little bit later on.
Yeah, very nice indeed. Here's one that we heard from the man himself a little bit earlier on. Magnus Erstrom, erstwhile drummer in EST, of course. Sadly, the great trio no longer with us, with Esbjorn Svendt anymore. But Dan Berglund and Magnus still playing and producing good albums. This one he brought out some time ago. I kept meaning to pick it up, never got round to it. Eventually have done. It's called Parachute. Let's hear Reed Joyce.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I quite like that album at the end of the day. It's Magnus Erstrom from a few years back that one came out, about 2016, I think it was. And I kept meaning to pick it up, and then I didn't see it. And then when I did see it, it was very expensive, and I couldn't get hold of a sort of a freebie to review. And anyway, spotted it the other day, and I thought, yeah, great, I wanted to hear that. And it, yeah, didn't disappoint. An interesting bag. It still has an appalling cover. He seems a lovely guy when we interviewed him, but he does seem to like putting shots of himself without a shirt on the front of his albums, and very little else. Never quite understand it thoroughly, but there we go. Nice guy, good music, worth checking that one out. Magnus Erstrom, Parachute.
Well, once again, time is against us. I'm sure we used to do this in the daylight. Still, I suppose it's nearly quarter to Christmas. Next week, we'll have a female band leader special featuring the interview with the multi-award-winning composer and band leader Maria Schneider. For now, we'll leave you with some celestial music from Manuel Hermia on sax, Carrie Eakin on the keys, Sebastian Boisseau on bass, and Toon Verbruggen on the drums. Collectively, they are Orchestra Nationale de la Luna. They say it best themselves. See you next week.
Look after yourselves. Oh,